Audio Track 9, page 124. Module 5. British and American Political Institutions and the European Union. Lesson 6. UK-EU Relations and Brexit. Historically, the UK's relationship with the EU has always been problematic. In fact, the UK joined the European Economic Community, the precursor of the modern-day EU, only in 1973, and did not adhere to important treaties such as that of the single currency, euro, or the Schengen Agreement, which removed internal border controls within the EU, and in a national referendum on 23rd of June 2016, 52% of the UK electors voted to leave the European Union. Although the result was divisive, because the majority of electors in certain big cities, Scotland, 62%, and Northern Ireland, 56%, voted to remain, the UK left the European Union on 31st of January 2020, and on 1st of January 2021, abandoned the EU Customs Union. The name given to the country's departure from the EU is Brexit, a combination of Britain and exit. Why did the UK leave the European Union? There are numerous reasons which explain the UK's departure from the European Union. First, as an ex-imperial power, the UK has always found it difficult to focus its political interests and security only on Europe. After World War II, the Conservative ex-Prime Minister Winston Churchill urged the creation of a United States of Europe and a unified European army. But he wanted the UK to support a united Europe and not be fully part of it. Second, Europe has always been a question of advantages and disadvantages for the British people, and not one of identity or inspiration of hope and ambition. British people have always seen the EU as a free trade area, a common market, and not as a common political project. The UK joined the EEC in 1973 when it had serious economic problems. Third, European law has supremacy over the laws of the individual member countries. For many British people, this meant they had to renounce hundreds of years of parliamentary history and transfer the country's sovereignty to European institutions. Fourth, many British people have continually criticised the European Union, saying that it hasn't produced a prosperous economy and efficient controls of immigration. They also say that it has failed to improve the integration of European defence and has produced too much bureaucracy and a gap between the European institutions and the national parliaments of EU member states. Fifth, the long-term antagonism between France and the UK and the special UK relationship with the United States haven't favoured the country's integration with the EU. The UK after Brexit. The UK remains a partner in many areas of the European Union. Their relationship is now governed by a new trade and cooperation agreement. But Brexit represents a potential threat to EU integration because the UK could emerge as a positive model for EU member states critical of European institutions. Moreover, the departure of the UK, the world's sixth largest economy, could have a negative impact on the EU. The UK departure from the European Union has also changed the country's international role. Some experts say that Brexit will reduce the UK's ability to influence world events. Others, by contrast, say that the UK will be free to do things differently and act quicker, and will reinforce its global power and influence in international diplomacy, security, and economic issues.